Track 8, St. Mel's Cathedral. St. Mel's Cathedral, the cathedral church of the Diocese of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise, dominates the approach to the town and its central position. Kitty Hughes, former national school principal, explains.
The foundation stone for St. Mel's Cathedral was laid by Bishop William O'Higgins on the 19th of May, 1840. For records show that over 40,000 people attended, a great number of bishops and an even greater number of priests, and the architect of the cathedral, John Benjamin Keane.
From a development perspective, Donal explains.
In the 19th century, particularly around the mid-19th century, we had the resurgence of the Catholic Church in Ireland. And they decided they would build their cathedral, St. Mel's Cathedral, where Dublin Street meets Major Well Road and Chapel Lane. So this fine Romanesque classical cathedral was built. And beside that, a lot of land was bought by the Catholic Church, and they built St. Mel's College, which was a seminary and seminary school, and today is still the boys' secondary school. And then across the road from that, up St. Joseph's Road, we have the Convent of Mercy. Again, another large, beautiful cut stone building, which was the nuns' church and school, etc. So in that corner of the town around St. Mel's Cathedral, you have the resurgence of the Catholic Church in the 19th century, and you have the Catholic infrastructure.
Built between 1840 and 1856, with the belfry and portico as later additions, it has been considered the flagship cathedral of the Irish Midlands region, Longford's landmark building and one of the finest Catholic churches in Ireland. The cathedral is dedicated to St. Mel, died 488, who came to Ireland with St. Patrick and who was ordained Bishop of Ardagh, County Longford. The foundation stone, taken from the earliest ruined church in nearby Ardagh, was laid by the Bishop of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise, William O'Higgins, who was the brainchild behind the project, on the 19th of May, 1840. The Great Famine interrupted its building, and it finally opened for worship on the 24th of September, 1856. Just after 5 a.m. on the 25th of December, 2009, a fire began at the back of the building. Freezing weather disrupted attempts by firefighters to put out the blaze as their pipes were frozen solid, causing the fire to go on for several hours. The Bishop of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise, Colm O'Reilly, who had celebrated midnight mass in the building hours before the fire began, announced that St. Mel's Cathedral was completely destroyed by the fire, describing the cathedral as just a shell and burned out from end to end. Kitty Hughes remembers.
The great fire of St. Mel's Cathedral, which happened on the early morning of Christmas Day 2009, really shocked not only the people of Longford, but the people of Ireland, that such a thing could happen. It was such a cold, snowy, frosty morning. As it dawned on everybody, what a terrible catastrophe had happened. And we stood in the cold, and RTE cameras stood speaking to Bishop Colm O'Reilly then, as he tearfully looked over at the smoke still billowing from the shell of the cathedral. And he said, "We will restore." And somehow everybody picked that word up with them and said, "We will restore." And that from that day on, they were beginning to plan the restoration of St. Mel's Cathedral.
In late 2011, the cathedral ruins were opened to the public for the first time since the devastating Christmas Day fire, with thousands of people showing up to view the cathedral. The cathedral reopened on Christmas Eve 2014. RTE made a documentary charting the restoration process, and its title, The Longford Phoenix, is surely a good description for this amazing building. Take a few minutes to visit the magnificent interior of the cathedral. Opposite the cathedral stands a memorial commemorating the Longford Brigade of the Irish Republican Army 1916 to 1923. The period covers the Easter Rising of 1916, the War of Independence 1919 to 1921, and the Civil War 1922 to 1923. Walk back along New Street towards Market Square and look out for St. Joseph's Road on your left.